A Cinema Story, a play written by Phil Johnson, set in a small independent cinema, with the voices of Christine Mulroney, Bob Willerton, and Phil Johnson.
Excuse me, but we're about to close. Sir, it's the end of the showing. You need to go home. You've got to leave the cinema now.
Oh, sorry. I was miles away. Good film. I've been wanting to see it for a while. What time is it?
10:20.
Oh.
You okay? You seem at a loss.
No, not at all. I'm just absorbed, that's all. Not sure of what's happening now. I'll be on my way. Sorry to put you out.
It's no trouble at all. I just need to make sure the cinema's clear, that's all.
Of course. I'm on my way. Don't worry about me. I'm away now. Ooh. Oh, thanks. Oh, there's no need. I'm just a bit stiff from sitting so long. It's this way, yes?
Straight up the stairs, sir. Turn right and then straight ahead. Through the doors and out into the real world again.
Yes, got that. Up, right, out into the real world again.
That's right, sir. See you again then. Soon? We got the new Hitchcock next week. Might be seeing you here.
Hitchcock? No, my cup of tea, really. Not one for shocks and suspense. Life is real enough without seeing it here.
All right, sir. Each their own, I suppose. As long as some people keep coming, my job's safe, eh?
Yes. Well, must be on my way, keeping you even longer. Sorry. Still, off into the real world, eh? Away from this celluloid one. Good night.
Oh, just look at this mess. I don't know. People today, they're just lazy, dropping stuff on the floor. What's this? Hey! Wait a second, sir! Sir! Wait a minute! You've left your hat.
We get them all from time to time. Remember that chap with under the seats? He wasn't discovered until the cleaners came in the next morning. That was quite a shock when you're only expecting empty ice cream cartons and lolly sticks. What was this chap's problem, do you think?
He did seem sad somehow. Sat all alone. Everyone else gone home. I mean, it was a quiet night, hardly anybody in, but he was still there at the end, on his own, even so.
You always get a few oddballs here. Cold night outside, poor digs, no money for the pub. The cheap night in the warm for some of them. They can lose themselves. Well, that's for the young ones, where it's a dark, safe place to cuddle and what have you. And it's not only the young. Hey, I'm sure I saw that Andrews bloke off the council here with someone not his wife. And from what I could see, whenever I shone my torch in their direction, he wasn't just unwrapping her mivvy.
You make me laugh, you do. No, back to this chap, one I was telling you about. He left his hat. It was on the seat next to where he was sitting. He had to get up and shuffle past it to reach the aisle. How he missed it, I don't know, but he did. As soon as I saw it, I called out to him. But he'd gone. He hadn't been back, has he?
Yeah, not one person has called back for anything since last weekend. Even the owner of that item of delicate underwear picked up on the floor of the back row after the late showing for the monster from the Black Lagoon. Whoever or whatever, they weren't put off by the Black Lagoon. Or monsters from anywhere.
Oh, well.
Yeah, look, you seem all concerned for this bloke. Not like you.
Oh, give over. That's just... Well, you didn't see him. You weren't there to see him. He looked so lost. Lost in the moment. It was the film or the... Oh, I don't know. He seemed... Well, I can't say not himself, but preoccupied would be the word I'd choose. Yeah, preoccupied. That's it. Yeah, how else would he forget his hat?
He was smitten by your beauty.
Yeah, give over. In the dark, dazzled by my torch.
You made a conversation with him. Took interest.
Well, no more than any other customer, given the circumstances.
However, you've taken an interest in him, our mysterious, lonely man. So, what now?
Well, still his hat. He might call back.
Well, he might. Who knows? If he does, it's here. You won't see many men in hats around these parts.
Well, what if he does call back? It's only Mears that recognise him.
Hello? This sounds serious. What are you saying? There's a gang of hat thieves working through the regional cinema chains, and you wish to expose them, or there's one man missing a hat that you are desperate to meet again?
It's not what you think at all. You make it sound like I'm desperate. Give over. No, I was concerned for him. He looked totally out of his familiar world. He made vague references to the film he'd been watching, but he wasn't there just to watch the film. Didn't look nothing like a punter dodging the weather or looking for an escape from a dull life. He was here for some reason. Of course, I just wonder if he's okay. He must be missing his hat, at least.
If it's important, he'll be back.
Off we go. New week, new films. You all right, Jack?
Yes. That hat's still here?
He's not been back then yet. I keep thinking about that night. Hope he's all right. Odd, isn't it? Heaven knows how many people I've seen here over the years. All sorts, regulars. Couples, young and old, sharing the dark, escaping for an hour or two. Won't know any of them again, except one. I can't get that one face out of my mind.
Oh, you'll get over it. Look, I'll go and check the batteries in the torches. Keep an eye on the door for me, won't you?
You're supposed to check them first thing. I don't know. You'll get forgetful in your old age.
Less of that. Walk along.
All I want is a run somewhere far away.
Hello.
Oh, sorry. I was miles away.
Yes. I wonder if you can help me. I lost my hat. Left it somewhere. I was wondering if, as I was passing the cinema, I thought to myself it might be here.
Yeah, I remember you. Well, the hat. Now, let me see. Your hat is somewhere, I know. We were having a tidy up and we put it to one side. It's here, all right. Just waiting for you. Here we go. This is your hat.
Oh, thank you. It's not that I haven't another, but it has some value, mainly sentimental. My wife used to say I looked good in a hat. Not many can wear a hat, but you can, she often said.
That night, when you left it, you were strange. No, not strange. You seemed lost. You were the last to leave.
Yes, I know. That was the first night I came on my own. The first time out anywhere. I thought it would get me out again. It's been 3 months now.
I think I'm beginning to understand, sir. Of course. Must be hard on anyone. You don't have to say any more, unless you want to.
My wife passed away in October last. Not used to my own company, I guess. I used to come here on and off. I thought to come on my own, it would break some ice. Doing things we used to do, and in a way it has.
Well, you've done it. And look, at least you're here again. You've got your hat back. I hope you'll come again. And if and when you do, I'll be here to say hello to you. Make you welcome with a smile. Hope you get back to a normality.
That's kind of you to think that. I'll get back to some routine. I've got time. Thanks for the hat. Thanks. I'll be on my way. Oh, what's on this week, by the way?
Oh, it's a cracking film, I think. One of those I shan't mind watching over and over again for 2 weeks.
Might try and see it then. Make an effort, Glenn. Oh, and thanks for keeping the hat. I'll be off then. Bye.
Hello.
Job done. Now, who was that who just came in?
He came back for it.
Who came back for what?
That man who left his hat. You remember, I thought we might see him. I thought we might see him again. Have you stopped that freezer, Jack? Or do I add that to the list of things you've forgotten to do? This place, I wonder what really happened in his life. Might be a good story. Might make a good film. Always thought I'd like to be in a film.
Give over. You in a film? We had the monster film from the Black Lagoon the other week.
How well dare you? For the cheek, you get that freezer stock